"A good landing, Hamish," said Rob Anybody. "The spinning certainly slows you down. You didn't drill right into the ground this time, hardly at all." Hamish got up more slowly this time and managed to stay upright. He had a pair of goggles over his eyes. "I didn't think I can take much more of this," he said, trying to untie a couple of thin bits of wood from his arms. "I feel like a fairy with the wings on."
"How can you survive that?" Tiffany asked.
The very small pilot tried to look her up and down, but only managed to look her up and further up.
"Who's the wee big job who knows such a lot about aviation?" he said.
Rob Anybody coughed.
"She's the hag, Hamish. Spawn of Granny Aching."
Hamish's expression changed to a look of terror.
"I didn't mean to speak out of turn, mistress," he said, backing away. "Of course, a haggard have the knowing of everything. But 'tis nae as bad as it looks, mistress. I allus make sure I lands on my heed."
"Aye, we're very resilient in the heed department," said Rob Anybody.
"Have you seen a woman with a small boy?" Tiffany demanded. She hadn't much liked Spawn. Hamish gave Rob Anybody a panicky look, and Rob nodded.
"Aye, I did," said Hamish, "on a black horse, riding up from the lowlands, going hell for—" "We didn't use bad language in front of a hag," Rob Anybody thundered. "Begging your pardon, mistress, she was riding heck for leather," said Hamish, looking more sheepish than the sheep. "But she kenned I was spying on her, and cawed up a mist. She's gone to the other side, but I dinna ken where."
"'Tis a perilous place, the other side," said Rob Anybody slowly. "Evil things there. A cold place. Not a place to tack a wee babby."
It was hot on the downs, but Tiffany felt a chill. "However bad it is," she thought, "I'm going to have to go there. I know it. I don't have a choice."
"The other side," she said.
"Aye, the magic world," said Rob Anybody. "There's bad things there."
"Monsters," said Tiffany.
"As bad as you can think of," said Rob Anybody. "Exactly as bad as you can think of."
Tiffany swallowed hard and closed her eyes.
"Worse than Jenny?"
"Worse than the headless horseman," she said. "Why? They were wee pussycats compared to the scunners over there. 'Tis an ill-fed country that's come a-calling, mistress. 'Tis a land where dreams come true. That's the Queen's world."
"Well, that doesn't sound too—" Tiffany began.
Then she remembered some of the dreams she'd had, the ones where you were so glad to wake up.
"We're not talking about nice dreams, are we?" she said.
Rob Anybody shook his head.
"Nay, mistress, the other kind."
"And me with my frying pan and diseases of the sheep," thought Tiffany. And she had a mental picture of Wentworth amongst horrible monsters. They probably wouldn't have any sweeties at all. She sighed.
"All right," she said.
"How do I get there?"
"Your dinner kent the way," said Rob Anybody.
It wasn't what she'd been expecting. What she had been expecting was more like,
"Ach, ye canna do that, a wee lass like you, oh dearie us, no."
She wasn't so much expecting that as hoping it, in fact. But instead, they were acting as if it were a perfectly reasonable idea.
"No," she said, "I don't dinner any ken at all. I haven't done this before. Please help me."
"That's true, Rob," said a feagle. "She's new to the haggin. Take her to the kelder."
"Not e'en Granny Aching ever went to see the kelder in an e'en cave," snapped Rob Anybody. "It's no a—"
"Quiet," hissed Tiffany. "Can't you hear that?"
The feagles looked around.
"Hear what?"
said Hamish.
"It's a susurration."
It felt as though the turf was trembling. The sky looked as though Tiffany was inside a diamond, and there was the smell of snow. Hamish pulled a pipe out of his waistcoat and blew it. Tiffany couldn't hear anything, but there was a scream from high above.
"I'll let you know what's happening,"
cried the pixie, and started to run across the turf. As he ran, he raised his arms over his head. He was moving fast by then, but the buzzard sped down and across the turf even faster and plucked him neatly into the air. As it beat at the air to rise again, Tiffany saw Hamish climbing up through the feathers. The other feagles had formed a circle around Tiffany, and this time they'd drawn their swords.
"What's the plan, Rob?"
said one of them.
"Okay, lads, this is what we'll do. As soon as we see something, we'll attack it, right?"
This caused a cheer.
"Ach, 'tis a good plan," said Daft Willy.
Snow formed on the ground. It didn't fall, it did the opposite of melting, rising up fast until the knack-mack feagles were waist-deep, and then up to their necks. Some of the smaller ones began to disappear, and there was a muffled cursing from under the snow. And then the dogs appeared, lumbering towards Tiffany with a nasty purpose.